Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We wanted to explain the Rambam, who says that the Sarei Mishtaleach is mechaper on aseis even without tshuva, because the Rambam holds that the Sarei Mishtaleach doesn't have a Taras Karban. That is, mamish in a nutshell, the 25-minute shiur that we gave. And now we will continue. Because since it doesn't have a din of a karban, Sarei Mishtaleach mil is no zevach v'shayim toeva problem. Zevach v'shayim toeva is that the karban of a rasha is an abomination, but this is not a karban, according to the Rambam. So therefore, even if he does, it's mechaper on aseis, even without tshuva, because it doesn't have Taras Karban. They're giving mechaper on aseis even without tshuva. But not on losa, no, not on and aseis and losa aseis that are not karis and misa space, then. But if it's karis and misa space, and there the Rambam says, there you would need tshuva. But like the Rabbanan hold, that you can't have kapara on karis and misa space then without tshuva. But the Rambam isn't bothered by this zevach v'shayim toeva. And the kalos and the lighter ones, aseis and los aseis, because he doesn't hold it as a din karban, like Rav Shimon. In the Gemara, that kaparis sarei mishtaleach, but kaparis devarim shu'a vidui. It's kaparis sarei mishtaleach, is not kaparis damim of chavero, that it's two karbanos are really one, but rather the kaparis devarim on the animal itself. Okay, that's what we saw in the previous year, and now we're going to continue. L'chora, this isn't so pashut, because the Rambam writes in the 18th parak of Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos Halacha Yud Aleph, Shnei Se'irei Yom HaKippurim Sheshachtam Bachutz. If you have two Se'irim of Yom Kippur that were shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the temple precincts, is that how you say it? Im Ad Shelo Hisvad Aleihem Chayev Karas El Shneim. However, Uyin Lavo Lifnei Hashem Levidui. If before the vidui, then he's chayv karis on both, since they are fitting to come before Hashem for vidui. But if it's after the vidui, then he's pater on the mishtaleach, because the mishtaleach is no longer ro'i lavo lifnei Hashem. When is one chayv on shchut echutz and swallowing outside the Beit HaMikdash? When it's roi lavo lifnei Hashem. But after one does vidu and the sar mishtaleach, it's no longer considered roi lavo lifnei Hashem. And the sagas haravid, he argues and he says, ani shana bebraisa, I learned the braisa, ad shelo higril aleihem, before the hagrala, before lots are taken to determine which is Lashem, which is Lazazel, chayv al shneim. And the Rach explains, since they are fitting to be the sire that's done outside. But once the hagrala is done, then chayav al shel shem upater al shel azazel. Once the hagrala is done, he's chayev on the carbon Lashem if he's shochet bachutz, and he's pater on the carbon of Azazel if he's shochet bachutz. Alma, so we see, afilu kodem shehisvada. This is all the Rabbi talking. Even before the vidui, kevin shehigriel, va'ala alav agarala Azazel, patur alav bachutz. Since he did the hagrala, and the garal came out to Azazel, he's pater. Even outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chafi Shas L'Svasav, is going to do Vidui. Shein Roy Lavo LePesach Ol Moed V'Yem Yuchad L'Hashem, because it's not going to the Pesach Ol Moed and being special to Hashem, it's going to the cliff. It's a real cliffhanger, it's going to be hanging over the cliff. El Shei Roy L'Zrik L'Aktara Shenemra L'Hashem. What does it mean, Lavo LePesach Ol Moed? It's Miyuchad L'Hashem. It has to be Roy L'Zrika L'Aktara. And the Sarah L'Azazah, there's no Zrika, there's no Aktara. And Mimela, once the Hagrala comes up to the Sarah L'Azazel, even before Vidui, it's no longer Roy L'Hashem, there's no longer a Chiyuv and Shrutei Chutz. Ad kan midivrei kodsho shel haravad. Mevuar shel adat haravad. Ma sheraui lavo lefnei Hashem levidui. That it's fitting to go before God for vidui. Ein ze karaui lavo lepetach ol moed lechayev alav b'chutz. This is not considered roi lavo lepesach ol moed, which is mechayev one, which obligates one in shchutei chutz. Sheze ne'amar rak hecher sheroi lezriku laktara. What does it mean roi lefnei Hashem lefi the Ravid? It means that you can do zrikas hadam, you could do aktara semurim. That's a roi lavo lefnei Hashem. And not what's royal the mitzvah's vidui. In other words, the vidui on the sara mishtaleach doesn't have a Torah savod that's stam a mitzvah. And therefore, to be mechayev bachutz, one isn't chayev, because one's only chayev on shchutei chutz if it's royal avod bifnim. And according to that, it's pashut l'das haravid. She'ain Torah's karbon al sara mishtaleach. The Sar Mishtaleach doesn't have a Torah's carbon, because the Iker Kapara of the Sar Mishtaleach is Bevidui. And there's no Torah's Avoda on the Vidui al Sar Mishtaleach. It's Tam a Mitzvah. But it's not Torah's Avoda. Since it's not Torah's Avoda, there's no Chiv on Shchutei Chutz if one shechted the Sar Mishtaleach before the Vidui. However, l'das haRambam, that on the Sar Mishtaleach is chayav al shchutei chutz, since it's roi lavo lifnei Hashem levidui, it must be that the Rambam holds, that vidui in the Sar Mishtaleach is b'makom zrikas damim sheish b'chol hakorbanes, that the vidui done on the Sar Mishtaleach is in place of zrikas hadam that we have in all the other korbanes. V'yesh Torat Avoda la vidui. And there's a Torah Savoda, and therefore he's chayav al shchutei chutz, because it's roi lavo lefnei Hashem levidui. In other words, a vidui that has Torah Savoda, because it's like zrikin aktar b'shar karbanos. And since that's the case, that the vidui in the Sar Mishtaleach has Torah Savoda, it must be that the Sar Mishtaleach has a din karban. And if it has a din karban, then it must have you have a problem of zevach rishayim to'eva, like we ask in Shavuos 12b. And like Rashi there explains, Haksiv Zevach Hashem Toeva, Ve'echim Mechaper La Karban Yom HaKippurim. So Rashi writes that the Sar Mishtaleach is Karban Yom HaKippurim. And the Rambam would seem to subscribe to that notion. Because the Rambam says that he's Chayav on Shchutei Chutz before the Vidui. So it must be the Vidui as Torah Savoda. And that means it has the status of a Karban. It's true that he paskins in the Sar Mishtaleach the Kaparas b'Kaparas Dvarim, which is the Vidui. So in other words, we can't say that the Rambam holds it's a carbon because it's one with the other Sar, with the Sar Anasa Bifnim, that the Damim of the Sar Anasa Bifnim counts for the Sar Mishtaleach. We can't say that according to the Rambam, but it still is within carbon. Why? Because we see now that according to the Rambam, once Chayav Shchutei Chutz before the Vidui, so it must be Shchutei Chutz only if it's roi lavo bifnim. You could do avoda. What's the avoda here? The vidui. So it does have a din carbon. Din carbon. What about zevach hashem toevos? How can the Rambam say that it's mechaper anaseis even without tshuva? I zevach hashem toev, and don't tell me it doesn't have a din carbon. We just proved that it does. Another raya that there's a Taras Karban on the Sar Mishtaleach is what we learned in Minachot on page 92a. Kol Karbanos HaTzibur Ein Bem Smicha. All Karbanos HaTzibur don't have Smicha. Chutz Min HaPara Baal Kol HaMitzvus. V'Sar HaMishtaleach. Ooh. So Sar HaMishtaleach does not have the din of a normal carbon sibur, regular carbon sibur. Rather, it has smicha. This carbon does not become a rabbi, but rather one leans on the animal. The Rambam brings this Mishnah in the second parak of Hilchos Maisa Karbanos in the 10th Halacha. Ain't Smicha, we're going to see B'chutz Mishtei Smichos, Asar Mishtalech V'Parlam Darashot Sibur. There's no smicha in the Karbanos Sibur except the Sarah Mishtaleach. Uh-oh. So you see, it has a Taurus Karban. It's B'chal Karbanos Sibur. And the smicha is after the Hagrala B'Shas HaVidu. Because the Vidu in the Sarah Mishtaleach is Mechom Zerikas Dam B'chal Karbanos. And therefore, Kim Siddiq the Kash, as they say in Spain, Kasha reinstates itself. How does the Rambam paskin? Perak Alf Mirchus Tshuva Alacha Beis. That Sarah Mishtalech is Mechaper Ala Kalos Afilu Below Tshuva. I Zevach Rishayim Toeva. And don't tell me it's not a Zevach. The Rambam clearly holds here that it is a Zevach. He calls it a Karban Sibur. Ah, Kasha. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we would like to try another derech in resolving this conundrum in the Rambam. And I thank everybody for listening, and I ask that you stay tuned for more goodies, B'li Nadir, B'siyata D'Shmaya. And I thank you so much for listening, and we should be Zoch Elum Odulam B'Shul Las L'Kaim Skol B'Sam Torah Sovi Ahava. And we should always remember that Sof Davar Hakol Nishma Et Elokim Yira ואת מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם. שלום, שלום, סבידי סמאת פלאבר.